and Melody with Gil and Demling. Shipmates and playmates, here we are headed for Egypt, and I'm as happy as a walrus with a mustache cup. You know, before going on with the entertainment, I must tell you I met a lovely girl on board.
Is that the toots you were sitting out on deck with last night?
Yeah, we had a lovely time, but I can't see her for a while.
Oh, did her father come between you?
No, he came up behind us.
That's good.
I like it. And now for one of our passengers of the good old SS Hysteria. I heard him singing in the bathtub, and it was so good I made him slip on a towel and come up to sing for you. Charlie Wellman, who is Alabama Bound Symphony.
I'm Alabama Bound. There'll be no heebie-jeebies hanging round. Just give the meanest ticket man on earth all I'm worth to put my tootsies in an upper berth. Just hear that choo-choo sound. I know that soon somebody gonna cover ground. And then I'll holler so the world will know. Here I go, I'm Alabama bound. I can hear the choo-choo whistle blow. Watch that engine when she starts to go. Now we're in Baltimore, knocking at Dixie's door. What's that bill, Louisville? We passed that before. Fields of cotton tell me where I am. Hear that fella yelling, Alabama, Mammy. Mammy, get your kisses ready for your honey lamb. I'm just a lucky hound to have someone to put my arms around. That's why I'm shouting so the world will know. Here I go, I'm Alabama bound.
Now, while Gil is busy over in the corner looking for stowaways in the first mate's beard, we will hear from the orchestra, unless you act quickly. Salvatore Santaella waves the baton through the measures of Schubert's Serenade while the boys play Bugle Call Rag. Spotlight.
Thank you.
Penny, for your thoughts, Gil.
What do you think I am, a slot machine? Cut it out.
No. I mean, what were you thinking about?
Well, I'll tell you. I'm sad, Willie, really sad. You know, I got a letter from home saying my uncle is going to die on the 19th of the month.
Nonsense. I saw him just before we left. He's going to live 10 or 15 years yet.
Not unless the governor changes his mind.
In order to allow time for the odor of that last one to leave the room, Gene Cowan breaks into the matrimonial column to sing Mr. and Mrs. is the Name. Gene, you're public.
We'll ride through clover and proudly we'll exclaim, Mr. and Mrs. is the name. We'll own all over to Tom and Dick and Mame, Mr. and Mrs. is the name. And then to your people and my people we'll write this phrase, we're wedded and we're headed for happy days. Bring on that clover and let the gang exclaim, Mr. and Mrs. is the name. Oh, we'll ride through clover and proudly we'll exclaim, Mr. and Mrs. is the name. We'll phone all over to Tom, Dick, and name, Mr. and Mrs. is the name. And then to your people and my people we'll ride this phrase, we're wedded and we're head for happy, happy, happy days. Bring on that clover and let the gang exclaim, Mr. and Mrs. is the name.
Well, my goodness. We have gotten three requests for the Jack Tars to sing on this concert, Playmate. Far be it for me to crack, but when a trio gets three requests, either it's a phony or one of them is using carbon paper. How the soever, here they are singing Cross-Eyed Kelly, dedicated to our bassoonist. All right, men, shoot the boy.
There's a certain football player, Kelly is his name. You should see him play for Pennsylvania, eh? His opponents love him cause he loses every game. He's the talk of the university, who always grabs the football and runs the other way. Cross-eyed Kelly from Pennsylvania, who tackles his own teammates and breaks up every play. Cross-eyed Kelly from Pennsylvania.
Can he run?
Can he run?
Can he kick?
Can he kick? He's a Bearcat full of steam. He's wonderful, he's marvelous, but for the other team, they kicked him out of college with a hip, 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 hooray! Cross-eyed Kelly from Pennsylvania.
Well, folks, here we are at the stadium. We're watching a terrific struggle here between Penn and Tennessee. Beautiful day. Pretty fair crowd, about 150,000. Right now, there's nothing much going on. Penn has the ball on Tennessee's one-yard line. Of course, the score is tied at 7-all. Just about 2 minutes to play. Crowd's going wild over there. Let's tune in on the cheering. Take it away, Joe.
Hooray. Hooray. Hooray, Kelly. Kelly. Kelly.
Well, believe me you or believe you me, that crowd is sure excited. Well, I guess Kelly will carry the ball. Kelly passed it to Kelly. There he goes, 5, 10, 15, 20. Yep, he made a touchdown. Of course, he ran the wrong way, but that's nothing unusual because he's
the guy who runs the wrong way while everyone yells boo! Cross-eyed Kelly from Pennsylvania, U.
Well, Playmates, the bow of the good ship SS Hysteria is pointed for Egypt, if we're lucky. So at this point, we will brush the flies off our latest effort entitled Cleopatra Meets Mark Antony, or The Rise and Fall of the Roman Vampire.
The first scene is in Rome, where Julius Caesar wrote the popular ditty, Life is Just a Bowl of Chariots.
As the play opens, Caesar is just returning in triumph from the Gallic Wars. He is greeted at the city hall steps by Mark Antony, the local half-wit, who is cracking Brazil nuts with his teeth whilst humming the rumble seat song, Where My Caravan Has Rested. Curtain.
Hail, mighty Caesar.
Hail, Mark Antony.
Hail, gracious emperor. Hail. Hail.
Do you look for any change in the weather, Mark?
Lord of all the Roman Empire, welcome back from the Gallic Wars. What can we of Rome, your slaves, do for you?
Well, Mark, you might see if my laundry has come back. I haven't changed my toga for a month.
We got wind of that, O Caesar.
I see.
I wonder if you'd say a few words over this Rome to Carthage hookup. Here's the microphone.
Is this sustaining or commercial?
It's sponsored by the Nux Vomica Peanut Brittle Company.
Oh, well, that's different. Hello, everybody, buddy, buddy, buddy. This is Julius Caesar speaking, and I just want to say there's no place like Rome, sweet Rome.
By the way, Caesar,
huh?
Cleopatra's listening.
Is she? Mm-hmm. Cleo, Cleo, there's a girl you'd love to bring home to mother. But I'd hate to trust the old man with her.
Why don't you say something to her over the radio? Huh? She's got a new super heterodyne.
Oh, she has, eh? Well, she always did run around with those foreigners.
Won't you give her just a word?
Fouet. How's that for a word?
Tell me, mighty Caesar,
yeah.
Is the kingdom of the Gauls very large?
No, Mark. As a matter of fact, that kingdom is so small that every time the king thumbs his nose, his little finger crosses the border.
Just one more question, Caesar, before we sign off.
All right.
It's about the Gauls.
Okay, Mark, shoot. What is it?
Well, we here in Rome understand that the Gauls made it tough for you by using catapults and slingshots to throw stones at your men.
Yes, but we soon beat that out of them. They know now that people who live in Roman houses shouldn't throw gallstones.
Scene 2. Antony hurries across the Mediterranean to beat Caesar's time with Cleopatra, movie queen of Egypt.
As he arrives on the set, Cleo is in her dressing room, so he speaks to her director. The sound of crocodiles picking their teeth is heard in the distance. Curtain?
Pardon me. Are you Ginsberg, the famous producer?
If you'll be so kindly, I'm the best producer from pictures in Egypt, eh, boys?
Yes, Mr. Ginsberg. Right, Mr. Ginsberg. Yes. Yes. Yes, Mr. Ginsberg.
Well, they agree with you anyway. Who are these guys?
They are my yes men, the Greek chorus.
They'd be a lot better off in the restaurant business. Listen, I want to see Cleopatra.
With 20 million people paying out dollars with rubles to see Cleopatra, and you want to see her for nothing, you should leave so long, eh, boys?
Yes, Mr. Ginsberg. Right, Mr. Ginsberg. Hey, nonny, nonny, and a hot, Mr. Ginsberg.
Well, I've got to see Cleopatra. I've come all the way from Rome on the Seven Hills, Nile Valley, and Western, and I want her to okay my expense account.
Well, you are crazy or not, but I'll see if I can fix it. Oh, you are alone, Cleopatra?
Yes, I am alone. Don't bother me.
Let Mark Antony in, and you'll still be alone.
Mark Antony.
Cleo, my own little darling, are you all alone?
Yes. When you're not with me, I'm always alone.
Who's in that closet, Cleo?
No one. I swear it.
No one in that closet?
No, Mark. I am alone. Always alone.
Julius Caesar, what are you doing in that closet?
Nothing, and I'm getting darn sick of being alone.